السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers, we are moving towards Rabiul Awwal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birth in the month of Rabiul Awwal. We all know the barakat that he brought, the changes that it brought, the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that it brought. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming was a mercy unto all the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I've explained this many times, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a mercy for all the worlds. If we have to read the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, some 18,000 worlds are mentioned. Different kinds of worlds. And that too we do not know, or we do not have the knowledge of even a few of those worlds. There's a world of the angels, there's a world of the fish, there's a world of the animals, there's a world of the stars, there's a world of so many different kinds of worlds. Then this world, the hereafter. In this world also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy for the white, for the black, for the young, for the old. Mercy for the weak, for the strong. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a mercy for the poor, for the rich, for the kings and rulers and for the citizens. For everyone, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's talimat, his teachings are a mercy. Mercy even for the animals and for the creatures. So as we approach, or as we go towards the month of Rabiul Awwal, then we see, or we experience, some kind of difference in our hearts. If we have polished our hearts, then as the month of Rabiul Awwal comes, just like how when the month of Ramadan is coming, we start experiencing some kind of changes. In the same way, even Rabiul Awwal has got that kind of noor in it. We are not talking about what people do in the month of Rabiul Awwal, which may not be in accordance with Sharia, some of the things that are being done. But we are talking about the month itself, and the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that month, and the ruhaniyat and the nuraniyat and the rahmat and the barakat that it brought. So therefore, a Muslim has to celebrate Rabiul Awwal all his life. All his life, there has to be the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life. And every day of his life, he must read Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He must read some ahadith and teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You must check from head to toe, where am I going wrong? Have I got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching in my life? Is my zahir according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings? Is my batin and inner self according to his teachings? Now, this is something that we have to go on doing all our lives. Then again, another thing that seems to happen in Rabiul Awwal is the opening of the Umrah season in Makkah Mukarramah. After Hajj, they close up and then they open in Rabiul Awwal. So those people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes with his fazl, so they become very excited and look forward to the coming of Rabiul Awwal, so that they may get Umrah visas. But whether we get Umrah visas or not, Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us wherever we are. We can be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we make his ittiba. If we follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we are with him, even though we may be in South Africa. And if we don't obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we can be in Madina Sharif, we can be at the Rauza Mubarak, but we are not with him. So therefore, from head to toe, we should check. So therefore, tonight I've decided to repeat that beautiful Naat Sharif. It's a majlis of zikr, majlis of Naat Sharif, majlis of Toba Istighfar, and majlis of Dua. Monday night we had our bayan. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaaye, keh ke salli ala jum jaaye. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. The duas from the depths of one's heart. Oh Allah, take us to Madina Sharif. So he says, Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, meaning that, oh Allah, when will those deep-hearted sighs of mine, when will those tears of mine, when will those duas of mine bear fruit, and I proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif. A Muslim's heart should be attached to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would have had no Iman, no Islam, nothing if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had not come. All His sacrifices, the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that was shed in Taif, in Uhud, and in so many other places, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's intense sacrifices, it is the barakat of that today we are taking His Mubarak name. That we are taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Would we have been taking the name of Allah Ta'ala tonight if it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam giving us hidayat or teaching us Islam and Iman? Meaning it came through from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the hidayat, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became the means. He was chosen as the last and the final messenger. So long laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Those who have been, they are desirous of going again. And those who haven't been, they are desirous of going sometime in their life. But I've repeatedly said that you should not feel disappointed and you should not feel that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has forsaken you Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unhappy and displeased with you if you are unable to make it to Madina Sharif. What is important is the ittiba and the obedience of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Then even if the person in his whole life doesn't make it to Madina Sharif, he's there with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. He's got the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if he keeps going every year but brings about no change in his life, then there's great danger. Then there's great danger. If he keeps going and the only thing that he brings back is bags and bags full of maal, which is manufactured in Japan, in China, and in other parts of the world, but he doesn't bring that maal of Madina Sharif, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he hasn't brought back anything. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaaye. Keh ke salli ala jum jaaye. Ah, when that green dome comes before one sight, keh ke salli ala jum jaaye. Start reading Durood Sharif, start reading Naat Sharif, the person starts getting such excitement, such ecstasy, such joy. But provided he has built up some love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart before his departure. If there is nothing in the heart except love of dunya, I'm not talking about usage of dunya and acquisition of dunya. Wealth of dunya is a need. We are living in a world of means, so we have to work, earn. We are talking about the love of that dunya when it enters the heart, whereafter it becomes an obsession that the person is unconcerned about anything except the accumulation of more and more wealth. So if that love of dunya hasn't come into the heart, because when love comes then all quarrels, fights, arguments over that wealth starts. So if he's got some ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was truly desirous to be in Madina Sharif to get the anwar and the barakat and the tajalliyat and to get that opportunity of looking at the green dome and standing at the Rauza Mubarak. He was really desirous of all those things. So then as soon as he sees the green dome, in fact from a distance he's all the time looking right, looking left, looking above, when the palm trees come, miles before Madina Sharif, the person's joy and excitement and ecstasy knows no bounds and no limits. The hearts of the ushaq and the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask them what they experience at that time. Because it is not a visit to some kind of city of the world which is a tourist attraction. There lies Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد الصدا وزرقت قصة مختصر. Impossible to do praises. Impossible to really do justice to the praises of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بعد الصدا, after Allah, you are the greatest finish. Imagine a person coming just a meter or two or 3 meters away from Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's resting place. So when you see the green dome from a distance, you know that just beneath there lies the greatest after Allah, the greatest of His creation. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, ke salli ala jum jaaye.
کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ ہم سن. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے.
So then after that, when I get the opportunity of standing before the Rauza Mubarak of Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with deep hearted love, reciting As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. While the person is reciting salat and salam, and he is picturing himself there where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is personally listening to his salat and salam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is responding to that salam personally, and it knows that the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, thousands of them, how they are bringing, or millions of them, how they are bringing salat and salam from all over the world, wherever somebody is reading salam, somebody is reading Durud Sharif, from all over they are bringing the salat and salam. So the millions of angels that are coming there. And that whole place is nothing but full of noor, full of noor. The masjid itself full of noor. The mihrab full of noor. Riyazul Jannah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min riyazil Jannah. Between my house and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannat. And the ulama have explained, and the muhaddiseen have explained, different explanations have been given, and one of the explanations is that that same portion of the ground will be moved into Jannat. So the person who has entered there, it is as if he is on the land of Jannah, full of noor. All those pillars, all those sutoons, full of noor. The green dome, the Rauza Mubarak, and noorun ala noor, the presence of Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, when that person gets it, that experience of huzuri, unko afsana ya gham sunaye. Then he said, I pour my heart out. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the condition of mine and this is the condition of the ummah. Make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala removes the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the ummah. Allah ta'ala give us hidayat, Allah ta'ala give us this, Allah ta'ala give us that. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is going to give. But the person is now pouring his heart, seeking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shafaat and intercession.
Rang laayenge kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں.
Deep hearted the person makes dua. That is, if he's got that love and ishq of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the real desire, deep hearted desire to settle in Madina Sharif and to die in Madina Sharif, then he says, O Allah, ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, don't take me back to my home, because this is my home. This is where my heart is. This is where my desire is to stay, to live.
وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا.
But first we have to empty the heart of the love of dunya. Then only will be desirous of dying there in Madina Sharif. Again I repeat, dunya is not the name of gold and silver and shops and home and wife and children. That's not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert the person from the remembrance of Allah. When it makes him forget his Allah, when it makes him forget Rasulullah's teachings, when he becomes so involved, or when he starts using his wealth in such places that brings the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala, then that is dunya. Otherwise, shops, businesses, homes, children, that's not dunya. That become wasila of the akhirah, their means to the akhirah.
He says, اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے یہ مانگے دعا.
Deep hearted we make دعا.
اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے یہ مانگے دعا. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تم پر لٹائے. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے.
تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب. Oh Allah, after that at the Kaaba Sharif, in the Haram Sharif, at your door, my forehead. My forehead before your door. People go and tap at the doors of kings and presidents and rulers and rich people and wealthy people and billionaires to sort their problems. He says, Ya Allah, my problems I must solve with my head in sajda before your Mubarak house and before your Mubarak door. Because all treasures lie with you. I will seek from you first. Then Allah Ta'ala will create the means. Whatever problems we have.
Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر مانگے دعائے. ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر مانگے دعائے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے.
We can pray for many, many things at the Multazam. We can ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us with children, to bless us with good halal wealth, to increase the sustenance, to bless us with good health, to bless us with many, many other things we can ask Allah Ta'ala. There's nothing wrong with it, and we must beg Allah Ta'ala at the Multazam for everything. But one of the best du'as that a person can make is, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Once we become Allah's and Allah becomes ours, then all the kingdoms are ours. Outwardly the person may have patched clothes, he may have tattered, torn clothes. He may have a hut or he may have a shack or he may be living in very poor condition. Or he could be a king and he could be a ruler and he could be a very rich person with a big home and a big palace. But if he has got Allah with him, Allah Ta'ala has become his, because in his richness he is obeying Allah Ta'ala, and that person in his poverty is obeying Allah Ta'ala. So then Allah Ta'ala becomes his. When Allah Ta'ala becomes his, then I have repeatedly mentioned that these things are not to be understood in words, it's an experience. Then after that, the person within his heart, he is a king, even though he's got nothing in this world, but he's a king. Allah Ta'ala gives him such kind of wealth of contentment in the heart, such kind of sukoon in his heart, such kind of peace and tranquility and serenity and joy, that the kings of the world do not have that. There must have been some reason why Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that which you have heard 120 times now from this slave and servant of Allah Ta'ala. That when the fragrance of the muhabbat and the love of Allah comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai.
That's what happens after that. The waves of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. We have tried everything else. Why don't we go on a diet from sins for a few months, for a few days of our lives? Go on a diet. We've been on diets for many, many different things. Different kinds of sicknesses, we've gone on different kinds of diets. Go on one diet for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in return. What are we giving our life over those faces on the television screen and on the porn sites, all the filthy and dirty pictures? Are those things to give our lives for, to spend our time on, and to lose out on that great treasure that Allah Ta'ala wants to give into those hearts which have been purified from such kind of lust? And we are taking stones, filling our pockets with stones, with pebbles, and we are exchanging it for gold. A person has got bars of gold and is exchanging it for stones and pebbles.
Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par mange duaye, multazam par ye mange duaye. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے.
I go travel the world and I make people go madly in love with you, O my beloved Allah. سارے عالم کو مجنو بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے. Let the people say this, people are gone mad. They don't want to enjoy all this haram. Let them say, what do we have to worry about? Let them call us orthodox and conservative and ultra-orthodox and whatever kind of titles they wish to give. But when we will have the dawlat of iman and that wealth of iman and that great treasure of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love in our hearts, we will enjoy the ni'mats of this world also. And we will enjoy another ni'mat which others have got no idea of. It's not that Allah Ta'ala will deprive us of food and of drink and clothes and shelter. That Allah who has given us a head, cannot He give us a hat? And that Allah who has given us feet, cannot He give us shoes? And what is more difficult, to give a person a stomach or to give him clothes to put over the stomach? What are we just chasing and racing after shadows? Look at the heartbreak, look at the sorrow, look at the disaster. Look at the suicidal tendencies that have gripped the people around the world because of the collapse and the crash in the marketplace. The hearts of the Allahwalas never crash. How can they crash? Because they prayed at the Multazam, and if not at the Multazam, then when they put their heads in sajda, or when they raise their hands before Allah Ta'ala, they said, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. So their hearts, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not allow them to crash. There's no crash landing for those hearts. How can Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, which is in the hearts, allow that heart to crash? If a difficulty comes, if a trial comes, if a test comes, if a disaster comes, then that person whose heart is filled with that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, is obedient to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala does not allow that heart to crash. Allah Ta'ala will put into that heart sabr. And in that sabr, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah will again with ma'iyyat of Allah Ta'ala. Ah, I wish I could just have some kind of language to explain this. We conclude here for tonight.
مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر مانگے دعائیں، لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے.
So when I get the enjoyment, my beloved Allah, of that muhabbat of yours coming to the heart, the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then dono jahan bhul jate. And I travel around the world searching for your ushaq and for your lovers, O my Allah. How people travel around the world in search of their beloveds. So you say, I travel around the world to search for your beloveds, O Allah, and your lovers. May Allah Ta'ala give us some haqiqats. Give me also and give you also. I too have got nothing but words, and I am in search of that haqiqat and reality. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with it.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience, so much of our sight for your disobedience, so much of our hearing for your disobedience, so much of our speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, our wealth, our heart and mind, everything, my beloved Allah. They are bounties that you have blessed us with, and we use them against you for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, you would have destroyed us. My beloved Allah, but how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how generous and kind you are. How loving you are, my beloved Allah. How tolerant you are. How beneficent, most merciful you are. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Ya Allah, you have not snatched away those bounties. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Day and night, my beloved Allah,
major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't seize us on account of our sins, my beloved Allah. Don't test us on account of our sins. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ay Allah, humare haal par raham farma, karam farma. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande wagar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can beg. My Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara rahi. Tere siwa koi hamara rahi. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with serenity, with joy. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hu main teri pana. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed, my Allah. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. Ya Allah, they want to see us go into Jahannam. Ya Allah, you want to see us go into Jannat and enjoy the bounties of Jannat and enjoy peace and happiness in this world. Therefore, we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Make us yours, my Allah, with your karam, with your fazal, with your kindness. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving? You blessed us with Iman and Islam without us deserving. Where Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Our homes, my beloved Allah, on fire. Hey Allah, gunahu ki aag, the fire of disobedience is burning our homes and our lives, my Allah. Hamare haal par raham farma. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that the major cause of our suffering, ourselves, that our deeds and our actions are bringing a reaction. But my beloved Allah, for the pious, for the righteous, for the mujahideen, and for those who have got taqwa in their lives, it is nothing but a test and a trial. Ya Allah, in Palestine, our brothers were waging a jihad against the kuffar, against the Yahud, Ya Allah, against the Nasara, against the whole world. Unki madad farma, nusrat farma. Come to their assistance, by Allah. Ya Allah, they are giving their lives. Little babies have gone. So much of destruction of properties, of wealth. So much of lives, my beloved Allah. Thousands of people have been injured. With such kind of bombing that even shaitan will be ashamed of it. Ya Allah, unki haal par raham. Give those zalim Yahudis hidayat. But if the hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy, they have made up their minds they will continue with oppression and suppression and occupation and tyranny and bombardment and the destruction of property and life. Of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially the one that is around Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, then remove such people from the surface of the earth. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Where Allah unki madad farma, Musalmano ki madad farma, Mujahideen ki madad farma. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have they left behind, bless them with sabr. Ya Allah, change their condition to that of ease and comfort. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Remove our pain, our suffering, our sicknesses, our worries and our problems. Ya Allah, with your fazl and with your kindness, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the porn sites of the internet, or watching some filth on the television screen, or having filthy magazines in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tawanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove with your fazl and kindness their pain, their suffering, the difficulties, the hardships and their problems. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.